Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hi, this is Ted Mooney with update number 28 for the week of May 7th, 2007. Let's start by having Kate Miner give us a list of industry events for the month.
Here's the calendar of events through the end of May. On May 7th, the Rockford branch of the AESF will have their branch meeting at Radisson in Rockford, Illinois. On May 8th through the 10th, Walgreen Company's second intensive anodizing workshop will be taking place in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Keynote speaker will be Dr. Arthur Brace. Also speaking will be Paul Pajunin, Vice President of Business Development for Ecotech. On May 9th, the Seattle Puget Sound branch of the AESF will have their branch meeting at Barnaby's Restaurant in Tukwila, Washington. On May 10th, the Chicago branch of the AESF will have their branch meeting at Angelo's in Elmhurst, Illinois. Also on May 10th, the Grand Rapids branch of the AESF will have their branch meeting at Safies in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And the Mid-Tennessee branch of the AESF will be participating in the annual Jim Richardson Memorial Golf Tournament at Hermitage Golf Course in Nashville, Tennessee. On May 10th through the 12th, the 14th Shanghai International Metallurgy Industry Expo will be taking place at Shanghai International Exhibition Center in Shanghai, China. On May 15th, the Philadelphia branch of the AESF will have their branch meeting at The Mill in Palmyra, New Jersey. Gary Vergeson of Vergeson Technology, Inc. will be speaking about PVD as chrome replacement. On May 15th through the 17th, Strategic Environmental Research and Development Program will hold a workshop on commercial applications of chromate alternatives for conversion coating and sealing at Hill Air Force Base in Ogden, Utah. On May 16th through the 18th, Spray Finishing Technology Workshop, presented by Binks and DeVilbiss and sponsored by Owens Community College, will be taking place in Toledo, Ohio. Here's my interview with Dr. Richard Krupa, coordinator of the Spray Finishing Workshop, to discuss the course. On the line with us today is Dr. Richard Krupa, the coordinator of the Spray Finishing Workshop. Hello, Dr. Krupa. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you so much for inviting me.
We understand that you run a 3-day intensive training course in spray finishing and would appreciate it if you would tell us about it.
I'd be happy to. The purpose of this 3-day intensive workshop is to familiarize participants with the equipment, systems, and techniques of spray finishing. Topics include surface preparation, equipment types, evaluation, and spray application associated with industrial finishing. The latest technologies are explored. Each student has an ample opportunity for hands-on application of coatings with several types of spray tools.
So this involves actual hands-on training rather than book knowledge?
Well, yes. Actually, it involves both classroom and hands-on learning. Students are busy each day and all day. People are often interested in learning about the hands-on component, so let me say a little about that. Students are in the spray lab each day and have direct hands-on experience with paint preparation, operation of conventional spray systems, with airless equipment, pressure feed equipment, HVLP equipment, and with spray gun maintenance and repair.
Suppose I sign up for this course. In what ways will I be better able to serve my employer?
Well, let me quote from our brochure. At this workshop, you will get answers to these questions. How does a spray gun work? How do I properly set up a pressurized system? How do I solve equipment and finish defect problems? This is a workshop for painters, supervisors, process engineers, and managers, but it is also intended for painting contractors, for spray painting equipment and maintenance personnel, for spray painting equipment distributors, and for coating products suppliers. We even have had an occasional hobbyist join us. It's a very diversified group.
Oh, that sounds great. Now, this course is sponsored, we understand, by Owens Community College. Do you also have support from the painting industry?
Well, actually, it's sponsored by two community colleges, and that ensures a high level of instructional quality. They are Owens Community College in Toledo, Ohio, as you mentioned, and also Mount Wachusett Community College in Gardner, Massachusetts. However, it's presented by Binks and DeVilbiss training personnel, and coding supplies are provided by Prime Coatings.
It sounds like this is not something new to you, but a workshop that you have run before?
Actually, Kate, we are in our 28th consecutive year of offering the spray finishing technology workshops, about six each year. So we have had a good deal of experience with establishing a very effective training system. We've trained well over 1,000 students.
And where and when is the workshop conducted?
Kate, the workshops in Ohio are conducted at a Binks and DeVilbiss facility in Toledo, and in Massachusetts on the campus of Mount Wachusett Community College in West Central Massachusetts. We offer the six workshops each year, about every other month. The next workshops are beginning May 16, September 12, and November 14 in Ohio, and July 31st in Massachusetts.
Well, thanks for updating us about the workshop, Dr. Krupa. We'll let you close with information on how the listeners can reach you.
And thank you for contacting me, Kate. The easiest way to get information is to visit binks.com or devilbus.com on the Internet and click on the training link. It's also easy to email for information or a brochure. Just email to sprayworkshop, that's one word, sprayworkshop at netscape.net.
On May 21st and 22nd, Kushner Electroplating School will be presenting Electroplating Know-How Basics Training Program in Buena Park, California. And on May 22nd, the Rochester branch of the AESF will be participating in the Frank Buchman Memorial Golf Tournament at Eagle Vale Golf Club in Rochester, New York. For more information on these events, please click on the calendar on our homepage. Seeking employment in the surface finishing industry? Then please click on our Help Wanteds. Posted on May 1st, Heat Bath Corporation is seeking a qualified technical sales representative for its Western Michigan territory. Candidate must have proven experience in metal finishing and heat treating processes. Specific knowledge in plating, phosphates, black oxides, molten salt technologies, and oil quenchants preferred. For more information on this position as well as all of the positions available, please click on the Help Wanted button on our homepage.
On the Situations Wanted front, Ahmad Fuad Sarag of Cairo, Egypt, a regular contributor to the public forums of Finishing.com, is presently seeking a career position. Ahmad has years of experience in pretreatment and powder coating and has recently had his master's thesis accepted for publication in the European Polymer Journal. This is believed to be the first published master's thesis in powder coating in the Mideast. So if your organization needs a world-class pretreatment powder coating scientist in the Mideast, write to Ahmad at a_fouad01@yahoo.com or phone 002-01-02-164-216.
Until next week, for Kate and myself, thanks for listening.